The lack of snow cover across much of South Dakota's winter wheat country has some concerned about the survival of the crop. Sunish Sehgal, the winter wheat breeder at SDSU, states that winter wheat is a remarkable and very hardy crop. He points to last summer's winter wheat crop, which was planted into very dry soils in autumn 2024.
I'm really, really amazed with the ability of winter wheat to survive in such a dry and unfavorable weather we had in the fall of 2024.
Sehgal reports much of that crop not only survived a dry winter, but produced strong yields with the help of spring rains. This current winter wheat crop saw better planting conditions, which spurred tiller growth before dormancy. If planted into moisture and protected by crop residue, the crop's genetic winter hardiness should shield the plants from injury. Sehgal explains winter hardiness is a critical trait wheat breeders look for in new South Dakota varieties.
Each line goes through a process from making the first cross to release about 10 to 12 years. So they have gone into the ground 10 to 12 times before it makes it to a variety.
Sehgal says winter wheat is a good fit for South Dakota farmers.
It increases soil health. It provides fall cover, prevents soil and moisture loss, have living roots. So this is all needed to improve soil health. In addition, it is a good wheat competitor, breaks down the disease cycle and boosts the yields of future crops. And it gives higher yield than spring wheat as well.
Sehgal thanks farmers for their checkoff support of the winter wheat breeding program at SDSU. He values farmer input in developing varieties meeting their needs. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.